because when you punt it, they're going to be in much better field position than they just put you in, right? We got to continue to just move the ball, churn the clock. You don't have to win this game by scoring 45 points.
No.
I really don't think so, because I don't think that their offense is that dynamic either.
No, I mean, I don't think it is. And, I mean, do we know which quarterback is starting for them yet?
That's a good question. I will look that up right now.
While you're looking that up.
They have not announced it.
What was that, Matt?
Matt from the studio. What's up?
I said they have not announced their starter.
They have not announced. It'll be a game time decision. I want to tell you, today we're brought to you by Brothers Bedding, home of the two-sided flippable mattress. They've got four convenient locations, three in Knoxville, one in Maryville. They've been in Knoxville since 1938. They've got a reputation for being fair and reasonable, 100% satisfaction guaranteed with a 120-night comfort guarantee. They've got free financing whenever that is necessary. You can check them out online, www.brothersbedding.com or 865-689-2373 if you want to give them a call. Again, that's Brothers Bedding, home of two-sided flippable mattress. Let's go to the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. If you want to call in and join and give us your thoughts on the game today, give us a call, 865-546-8200. Let's go there now. Let's get a call from Phil. What's up, Phil?
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Philly, how's it going?
How you and the fellas Rick Butler doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I think Rick's a little cold this morning, but I'm doing pretty good.
Did you stay out late last night?
No, I did not. I had a cold yesterday. Now I just am cold today. Can't get away from it.
So they're going to wear all orange today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Bringing them out. The highlighters.
You know what would be cool if they had an orange helmet and a black tee on it or something like that? Wouldn't it be cool? Too bad Johnny Major's not coaching today. We might have a chance.
I will be honest. I think this is an unpopular opinion, but I've always been a fan of, like, I'm always okay with changing up the jerseys a little bit.
I do,
like,
too.
If you want to do it once a year, you know, just kind of a gimmick thing, if you want to throw in the black jerseys, if you want to change up the helmets, I didn't even hate the Smokey Grays that much, but I know that's probably an unpopular opinion.
Yeah, I like the orange pants, especially on the road. I don't know why we wear it out, that Q-tip looking look. I mean.
Yeah, I'm with you, Phil. I like the white tops with the orange pants. That's a good
look.
Yeah,
we need to bring those back.
But, guys, I really think the key to this game today is turnovers. Is Tennessee won the turnover battle any game this year?
That's a good – I mean, obviously Chattanooga.
I don't count that. I mean,
yeah, I'm not sure about any others. I'll see if I can
I think we lost a turnover battle in every game that we – I mean.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon's looking that up. I don't think any of us know off the top of our head, but, you know, I don't feel great about it. You know, you haven't significantly won any of the turnover battles.
Exactly. That's why we need to be plus two, and we might have a chance to win today. Do you know, I'll give y'all a tank stat. The Tennessee is last in the SEC yards per play in offense, 3.4 yards play. That's awful.
It is. And that kind of goes back to what Brandon was saying. Like, if you're going to continue that, and I think that some of that is execution, and I also think that some of that is play calling. But if that's where you're going to be, averaging 3.5 yards a play, well, then how many third and long situations are you going to find yourself in? And those are going to kill us today. Absolutely kill us.
I think whoever runs the ball the best will win the game.
Yeah, to answer your question, Phil, no, we have not won the turnover battle in any game except for Chattanooga.
Well, says it all, don't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think you turned it over three times against Georgia State, and they turned it over maybe one. It was one turnover for us, none for BYU, four for us against Florida, three for Florida, and then Georgia, I think they had zero and we had one.
Guys, what do you think about Alabama and Texas A&M today?
Game is in College Station, is that correct?
Yeah,
the Hitler Youth be out full force today.
I mean, I think they'll keep it close for a quarter, and then I think Alabama does what they always do. It'll be the score will be 10-7 Alabama, and then you'll go to use the bathroom, get a beer, you'll come back, and it'll be 28-10.
Yeah.
What about Florida and LSU?
I don't know. I mean, I said last week that I thought that that Auburn game was a game that Florida would win, and it seems like in the past couple of years that this is one of the games, like, Florida just has LSU's number. But I think LSU's a better team. I think they're better than they have been in recent years. They finally got a passing game. I think LSU gets it done at home.
Yeah, I'm taking LSU simply. I'm really hoping that the home field advantage kind of helps them sneak out a victory. But I do think it'll be close.
Well, Trump was down there last night, so maybe that'll help the Tigers overcome the Gators today. See ya.
The swamp travels, I guess. So, real quick, because I do have some notes on Mississippi State's quarterbacks, I think you and everyone else might find interesting, Brandon. But I will say this real quick. Phil said it, but I think it kind of got talked over, and so we never really elaborated on it. He said, I think the team who runs the ball best will win this game. And I do agree with that. But I also feel like you can certainly make the case for kind of the exact opposite of, I don't know if it's about who runs the ball the best that'll win. I think it's just who can stop the run the best that'll win. Because I think that both teams will be able to run it perfectly fine. Right? Like, I don't think you're going to have one team explode for 200 and the other have 70. You know? So yeah. I think it matters. I think they're both going to be hovering a lot closer to the same. I would imagine both probably total around 150 or so on the day. Where we're giving up 170, I think, and they're giving up 160 a game on average. So I think you're both going to be kind of be hovering around 150. I think that whoever can stop the run, that puts you in a better position than whoever can run the ball better.
Yeah,
but they're
kind
of also the same. You know, it's all in the same. It's all in the same category.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, do you want me to get into these quarterbacks, or do you want to save that for a minute?
You can go ahead. I was going to I do want to talk about Brian Maurer a little bit. I feel like everybody's kind of – I mean, early in the week, everybody was kind of high on Maurer, and I feel like as the week's gone on, we've kind of shifted away. But I think that's going to be very important. But, yeah, go ahead with the Mississippi State quarterbacks.
Okay, so here's the exact quote from Joe Moorhead. This was from at the beginning of the week. So here's kind of like a timeline of events. He says, quote, we have a starter in mind right now that does not exclude both from playing either in separate series or both playing at the same time. We have a plan to start one we have a plan for one to start and one to play and then possibly two play at the same time. Then he went on to say, I don't think there's going to be a situation where one plays one series, one plays the next series. Who knows? It could be, but there is an opportunity. We have to get two quarterbacks on the field at the same time. But as far as the term two quarterback system, I'm not so sure that's a thing. And then this comes from the Mississippi Clarion Ledger, which basically is the exact same layout of
They're all owned by Gannett.
In the same family.
Oh, you used one of your articles.
I did. Wow. So I got to really watch it going to the Mississippi Clarion Ledger today.
Well,
I'm going to run out of free articles.
I kind of feel like that they count over – it would count toward the New Sentinel, too, if you were to click an article.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I didn't think I wasted it on two Mississippi State quarterbacks.
Right.
Are you kidding me? What a disaster. Okay, so – I guess their opinion piece, just from the reporter who covers Mississippi State, says the most likely scenario is that Steven starts, assuming he's fully healthy. That's been the case all season, even when he's had to leave games early because of injury, which has happened in three games now. So
let's make it four.
Remember what we talked about earlier in the week when we were kind of discussing the quarterbacks? They have two, and they have Tommy Stevens, and then they have Garrett Schrader.
Right, and he's more of the runner, right?
Yeah, and Schrader is definitely more the dual threat. Every single game that he's been in so far, he's also been the leading rusher.
Oh, great.
And I believe that Stevens has like 25 yards on 26 carries in the season.
Great.
So
great.
I don't know which one is better. I mean, look, I don't really want to stop the dual threat. Tennessee is not great at that. And if Tommy Stevens is strictly a pocket passer, I don't know if he's that great of a pocket passer. So I guess I'm leaning towards Stevens, even though he's obviously better because he was the intended original starter. But still, that's at least what you can expect. If you see Garrett Schrader in the game, look out for more running plays, more times where you might see a read option, or you might just see him tucking and run a lot earlier And if you see Tommy Stevens, he's probably going to be waiting in the pocket trying to throw the ball around the field.
You can't, and no matter who it is, you can't have what you had last week where you just let Jake Fromm sit back in the pocket for 4 or 5 seconds, no pressure at all, just have all day, just sit back there and have a picnic and pick you apart.
Well, yeah, and that goes for both quarterbacks too, right? If you got Stevens back there, who's clearly more of a pocket passer, he's just going to sit back there and wait for this guy to get open.
Right.
And if you got Schrader, who can also throw the ball, let's not forget, he still is a quarterback, but he's just going to sit back there. He's going to wait for the receivers to run down the field and then just sneak out behind the pocket. So defensively, obviously these are both big keys, right? But defensively, do you think it is more important for Tennessee today to have a very strong rush, pass rush, or have very strong linebacker plays in terms of run stopping?
I'd both.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know if I had to pick one. I mean, given the stats that we've kind of been going through the show already, I would go with linebacker play and stopping the run and then make the quarterback beat you, I guess. But you saw how that worked out last week.
Brandon, let's jump over to the Nextdoor Home Group hotline.
Okay.
We have a call from Nighthog.
Nighthog?
Nighthog.
I'm very intrigued.
I am invested. I am intrigued. Let's jump over to the phone line. Nighthog, welcome to the Tennessee tailgate today.
Hey, how y'all doing over there at Rocky Top?
We're doing pretty good.
All right, so I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm calling from behind enemy lines. I am, in fact, Mississippi State Bulldog. And I want to give y'all a little bit more, information on our quarterbacks, you know, any questions y'all got. But quick overview, I really like how y'all highlighted them. But Rick, I do have one issue. It's not the Clarion Ledger. It's the Clarion Ledger. And they will definitely get you on paying for them articles.
Nighthog, the Mississippi State fan, has invaded our show, and the first thing he does is call me out for mispronouncing the newspaper headline.
Well, I mean, do you have a problem with it?
Have a problem with this.
I mean, it's fair. He's right. I mean, let's let him say what he has to say. Nothing wrong with what he's said so far.
All right, I will put it to the side. Okay, Nighthog, explain the quarterback situation for me.
All right. So basically, they're in spring camps. Is competition between Touchdown Tommy and Keaton Thompson. All right? Now, Touchdown Tommy beat out Keaton to go ahead and get the starter position. Now, that made Keaton go ahead and join the transfer portal. And so he was out first game. And then he eventually came back because he didn't get picked up. All right? Then Touchdown Tommy gets hurt. And so now Garrett Schrader, our third string, comes in. And now he's jumped over Keaton's position, and now he is competing with Tommy Stevens for quarterback, QB1, mind you. And so what it comes down to is Garrett Schrader, he's a young kid. He's 18. He just came out of the North Carolinas, been drinking beer on a tailgate with his high school buddies. Now he's all of a sudden in the big show, SEC team. You know how it goes. So he's still learning, man, but he can scramble. He's got a pocket presence. Where I honestly believe that grad transfer Touchdown Tommy just doesn't have. And so Tommy, he can throw the long ball, but, you know, away from his accuracy, he ain't bringing much to the table. So I am intrigued to see, what Joe Moorhead brings to the table with this two-quarterback option. But I do agree with y'all. I think it's going to come down to who can stop the run, especially if Garrett Schrader's in there. He's going to be breaking off. You know, he normally manages about 10 yards when he scrambles. But, you know, my predictions for this game is probably going to be about 21-17. I think it's going to be a dogfight, a bar fight. But I think Tennessee covers, State walks away with the win.
Well, there you go.
Get him out of here, Matt. Get him out of here.
Well, there you go.
Mississippi Mistake ain't coming in here to Neyland Stadium and walking out with a win. Are you kidding me?
Are you referring to Nighthog as a Mississippi Mistake, or are you referring to their team?
Their whole program.
That was a pretty good line.
Their whole program.
But look, I actually feel like he did bring some good stuff to the table.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Nighthawk. That's very, very informational.
We do appreciate it. Thank you very much, Nighthawk. Nighthawk, call back in on this week, please. Call in from 10 to 12. I would like to explore, first off, your name and also why you're necessarily calling a Tennessee show the morning of the pregame. I feel like this is an interesting guy, Nighthawk.
Touchdown Tommy.
Will you call me Nighthawk from now on?
No.
Why? It's a cool name.
First of all, it's his name. You can't steal it.
Sure, I can steal it. Why can't I steal it?
Because I said so. And two, I'm not calling you that. Touchdown. That was Touchdown Tommy.
Yeah, Touchdown Tommy. That was kind of... Okay, but he did bring some good stuff to the top, right?
What are we going to call Maurer? Money Maurer's been the...
Yeah,
the
I think
thing going around
yeah, you got to go with Money Maurer.
On the Twitter machine.
Money Maurer's cool, too. Money Maurer versus Touchdown Tommy. A battle of the ages.
Hopefully he doesn't get knocked out today like he did last week.
Yeah, man. I saw the video of him on the sideline. And it was like he didn't know what solar system he was in.
Yeah.
He didn't know what the Milky Way was.
Yeah.
Thought the Milky Way was just a candy bar.
Want to tell you about Bobby Sanford, trusted realtor with Coldwell Banker Wallace and Wallace Realtors. This is what Michelle G had to say after working with Bobby Sanford. Mark and I would like to extend a sincere word of gratitude for your generous housewarming gift, as well as your willingness to help us navigate the house buying process over the last few months. Whether it was looking at homes in the middle of the evening, in the middle of the winter, or unlocking the door to our dream home this spring, you are there each step of the way. We are truly grateful for the service you provided us with and will certainly recommend you to friends and family who may be interested in buying or selling a home. You can give Bobby Sanford a call today, 865-216-9888. You can check him out online as well. Just search Bobby Sanford. And don't forget, he is also a part of the Homes for Heroes program. So if you're a firefighter, EMS, law enforcement, military, healthcare worker, or a teacher, you can receive a discount when you choose Bobby Sanford. Again, your trusted real estate agent with Coldwell Banker, Wallace and Wallace Realty. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to get in on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. Take a quick break. About 30 minutes left in the show today, getting you prepared for Tennessee and Mississippi State. Kicking off at noon. Take a quick break. You listen to the Tennessee Tailgate live from Leaderboard on Cumberland Avenue.
Tennessee Tailgate is brought to you live for home games on the famous Knoxville Strip and presented by Bobby Sanford, Realtor of Coldwell Banker Wallace & Wallace, Brothers Bedding, West Hills Tractor in Jonesboro, Campus Cuts by Monica, Gold's Gym, and the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. The Tennessee Tailgate Pregame Show. Fan Run Radio.
Can't sleep hotline.
I can't sleep.
Okay, let's try the sound of waves rolling in.
Shh. Now I want to go to the beach.
Okay, Nature Channel narration. The three-toed frog hibernates in the...
I love frogs.
A lullaby. Hush, grown woman, don't say
That's
a word.
Just weird.
How about a new mattress?
For over 80 years, Brothers Bedding has been providing a good night's sleep on their manufactured two-sided flippable mattresses. Brothers Bedding has 0% financing. BrothersBedding.com for a store near you.
Phenomenal. Listens and keeps his word. Comments from actual clients of Bobby Sanford, your trusted real estate advisor with Coldwell Banker, Wallace & Wallace Realtors.
Hi, my name's Anthony Ingram.
And I'm Joy Ingram.
And we had a phenomenal buying experience with Bobby Sanford. The thing that I personally liked about Bobby's style is he kept his word, he took the time to listen, and that was very, very important to us.
The icing on the cake was Bobby introduced us to Homes for Heroes. Me being a nurse, I was able to reap the benefits. I've never had a more positive buying, selling experience than with Bobby Sanford.
Even after the sale had closed, Bobby took his personal time, came and stayed at the house while the work was being done.
And you just don't find that type of customer service these days.
To contact Bobby Sanford, call 865-966-1111 or go online to bobbysanford.com.
Hey, it's Tanner from Overtime, and here in Knoxville, we're all about enjoying some Tennessee traditions. Let me tell you about another classic Big Orange tradition, Campus Cuts by Monica on the Strip at a brand new location across from the 10 and next to Copper Cellar. Guys or girls, students or fans, Monica takes care of it all. Whether you're preparing for an interview, party, or fall game days, Monica will have you looking your best. Call 865-850-7367 for an appointment, located at 1819 Cumberland Avenue. Remember, it's more than a haircut, it's tradition.
When Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union opened 85 years ago, more convenient meant just being able to have an account. But today, more convenient means so much more. It means getting quick access to all your banking, make transfers, view real-time balances, and make deposits with our mobile app. Find out how much more convenient it is to be a member at Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com. Moving together through life, upward and forward. Federally insured by NCUA. Message and data rates may apply. Ask for details.
Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask West Hills Tractor in Jonesboro about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort, and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by West Hills Tractor in Jonesboro or visit our website at westhillstractor.com.
Start your fall off strong with Gold's Gym. Now through September 12th, get a 30-day Gold's Gym trial for only $30. That's right. You can experience 30 days of everything Gold's Gym has to offer for only $30. From unlimited group exercise classes to state-of-the-art cardio and strength equipment, Gold's Gym has everything you need to get stronger this fall. Hurry! This limited-time trial offer ends September 12th. Valid at participating Gold's Gym locations only. Some restrictions apply. Visit goldsgym.com/30 to learn more.
Tennessee tailgate live at Leaderboard 1848 Cumberland Avenue, right next to the Taco Bell here on the Strip. About 25 minutes left here on the show. Mentioned it earlier when we were right before we started talking about the Mississippi State quarterbacks, but I don't know. Do you feel this way about Brian Mount? I mean, obviously, after the Georgia game, everybody was talking a lot about Maurer. I feel like the talks kind of died down as the week went along.
About Maurer?
Yeah, about just everybody kind of being as excited.
Well, I think it's that kind of that new thing, like when you get a gift on Christmas, right? You love to play with it immediately, right? And you do everything you can with it. Say you get I remember when I was a kid. Santa brought me this incredible, like, 2-foot-tall Optimus Prime.
Santa Claus.
Yes, of course. And so I, you know, on Christmas and the couple of days after, like, I played with it every second of every day. And then about a week went by, and I still loved it, but I wasn't necessarily grabbing onto it every single day, right? Or I wasn't using it every day. And I kind of think that's the similar situation we have with Maurer. Right on Monday and on Tuesday of this last week, you know, that was pretty much all we talked about because it was the most brand new, immediate news possible, right? We had been talking about these quarterbacks for weeks now, weeks and weeks and weeks, and including the offseason when we were talking about Garantano. So then Monday and Tuesday were the first days that you could talk about the quarterback change. And then like on Tuesday or Wednesday, I think that we heard some kind of rumor that he had a bad practice. And I think that probably, you know, killed a little bit of the hype. But I still think it's there. You know, I think just because we don't talk about it as much on Friday because we pretty much overexhausted every single avenue we could have gone with it on Monday and Tuesday, I think that might just be why. But I don't think that people feel any worse about Maurer after this week. I think that people are probably still excited.
No, I don't think people are less excited. I just feel like people, or at least we did, as on our show, we weren't talking about him as much. But I still think he gives you obviously the best chance to win from the quarterback position. And, I mean, hopefully he can back up his performance from last Saturday with another good one today. It wouldn't surprise me if he didn't, but I think because you had all the talk about, I mean, we talked about it all season or all this whole time. The coach is saying that Garantano gives us the best chance to win. If you watch practice, if you've been around our program, Garantano's the best quarterback that we have. But then we see that last week, and you have players that are like that, that are just, when the lights come on and it's game time, they step their game up, and they just, yeah, they're not that good in practice. Maybe Brian Maurer's one of those guys. I hope he is, and I hope that he comes out today and has a nice game. And I mean, I don't even think he has to throw for that many yards. Just manage the game. Just manage it. Don't make costly mistakes. Don't make stupid turnovers. Rely on your running backs. Get it to Jennings. Get it to Callaway. I mean, he doesn't have to do what he did. Obviously, it'd be nice if he could air it out again, 73 yards. That would be great. But, I mean, I don't think he has to do that for us to win this week.
No, and I would definitely agree. You know, and to that point, man, I really hope that the Tennessee offensive play calling does not get conservative with their play calls. And I've harped on this all week, right? I'm not saying that every single play needs to be some kind of big, elaborate 30-yard scissor route or, you know, a pump and go down the sideline every first down. You obviously don't need those. But you have a quarterback who is not afraid to sling the ball, right? He will throw the ball around all around the field like we've seen, for better or worse, doesn't matter. And so you can use that to your ability even if you don't, you know, completely rely on it. I don't want an extreme of, you know, I think this is obviously the much less likely case, but, you know, I don't want the extreme of only throwing the ball all around the field, because then you're giving up on what's going to work best today in the run game. But I also don't want to just kind of go back to what we've seen a lot of this year so far, and it is short passes, you know, immediate horizontal, or just 5 yards down the field, or something along those lines.
Yeah, and, you know, I kind of hope that we see him run the ball a little bit more today.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want him to run it a lot, but I wouldn't care to see him keep it a few times and maybe keep the play alive and maybe run for a first down here and there. Obviously, when we saw him against Chattanooga and some of those early games that we saw him in, I think he ran a little too much. It's like he was looking to run first. And then last week, did he run it at all last week?
I don't believe so.
There's not a time that I can recall.
Well, I don't think there were any specific designated runs. I mean, he had negative 29 yards on the day.
Right.
So if there was, which I'm trying to look it up right now, none of them were necessarily that impactful.
I would be okay with him running it some. Somebody's not open, take off running.
Yeah, I would too, and I think that also helps keep the defense kind of off guard there, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, especially with going up against Mississippi State, who, like we've been talking about all show, run defense not particularly strong. So I would be okay with that. Defensively, I think you got to have a big day out of Daniel Batuli. Daniel Batuli
has to be a tackling machine.
And Hank T.
Yeah,
I think those two guys are going to be crucial today. And hopefully you can force Mississippi State into some obvious passing downs. And I mean, when is Daryl Taylor going to show up?
Yeah, I mean, a preseason All-American guy.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't remember if it was Josh or Phil or somebody said waiting on Daryl. It's like waiting on Christmas. He comes around once a year, and that's kind of the case. I mean, it seems like last year, So it may have been two games last year where he, I think Georgia game he had a couple sacks, and then maybe Kentucky, he had more than one sack in a game. But I'd like to see, I mean, get after it, show some. I mean, fight. I mean, we had, like we said, you've got nothing to lose. I mean, and you've got Alabama next week, so you know what's coming. But just go out, show some fight today. Show some fight. I mean, I expect to win. I want to win. But if at least, at the very least, go out and play with some fight, play with some heart, act like you care. I mean, in that Georgia State game and kind of in the Florida game, you didn't see that. You didn't see that at all.
Yeah.
You saw it in the BYU game. You saw it in the first half of the Georgia game. Show some fight. Act like you care. Show some pride for that T that's on the front of your jersey.
Oh, speaking of jerseys, Iowa's are horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I hate those.
That's
What? How do you even explain it?
I don't know. It's all yellow and like...
But like bad yellow, like mustard yellow. With like these three wings coming...
Yeah.
From like the... like
shoulders.
Yeah, but like lower on the... Like between the shoulders and the chest. It's weird. But... Okay, sorry, that distracted me, but...
I mean, they are the Hawkeye, the bird.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, man, I think I just distracted myself from my own point.
No.
What were you just saying?
Good going, Rick. I said play with some heart.
Oh, that's right. Look, we talked about this week.
Some give a damn.
What a... You're right. Clearly, I'm giving a lot of damns right now, listening to what you're saying. Look... Man, like we talked a lot about this week about teams who are kind of just backed into a corner, right? And there comes a point in every season for these teams where you can kind of look at it and say, hey, we have nothing to lose, and so we're just going to go out there and we're just going to do whatever it takes to see what happens. We know that everybody's against us. Everybody's already counted us out. Hell, half of our fans have counted us out, maybe well over half. Or I think that team can kind of look at themselves and say, hey, this season just it sucks. No one thought it would go this way. This is miserable. We can't get our fans back. We clearly can't win any games. And I really believe that this game could be that turning point. How are you going to respond to a 1-5 start? Or what is it, 1-4 right now?
Yeah, you're 1-4.
How are you going to respond to a 1-4 start? Because, look, you can either pack it up and go home right now. You can say, hey, we got Alabama next week at 9 p.m. That's going to be terrible. That's another loss already. You can pack it up and you can go home if you want to. Or you can truly look at this game and you can say, nobody believes that we're going to win except Brandon Orr. You can be a rallying cry for the team.
I'm not the only one.
Nobody believes that we can win, but we have nothing else to lose. So we're going to go out there. We are going to play faster. We are going to play nastier. We are going to play harder. And we are going to play tougher than that other team. And I believe that you can look at this. I believe that you can look at this situation and you can believe that that's what's going to happen. Or at least we're going to find out if it is.
I'm not the only one that thinks we can win.
Well, no, but.
I got your back, Brandon.
Ah, see, Matt's got me.
Matt is here. Matt, what's kind of just a thought you got in the game right now? And you can take this literally any direction you want because we've kind of been all over the place. What do you think is one of the biggest keys to the game for Tennessee to win? Whether that's a position group, a player, a scheme, anything along those lines.
I think it's going to be coming out to a fast start, taking an early lead. We've had some second half deficiencies this year, so we're going to have to put the pedal to the floor right off the get-go. Some solid quarterback play, and hopefully the O-line can really open up some holes and let that nasty trio of running backs we have get loose and run all over the Bulldogs.
If we win the toss today, can we defer to the second half?
Please.
Because that really screwed you over last week.
It did.
I mean, obviously, I don't think it would have changed the outcome of the game. But it really screwed you when you kind of mishandled that whole last 2 minutes of the first half. And they score a touchdown. You miss a field goal. Did they score another touchdown? Or did they kick a field goal?
I believe it was a field goal.
So they score a touchdown and the field goal in the last like 3 minutes. And then they get the ball. They get the ball in the second half.
Yeah, they got a touchdown with 2 minutes to go, and then they got a another touchdown with 9 seconds to go, and then they got a field goal to start out the third quarter.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's not do that today.
Yeah, I think that Matt is right, but I would even kind of extend that to, hey, come out of the gates quickly to start the game, and then also to start halftime. Or to start the second half, right? Because you do have that big break. And I think that a lot of us believe that going into halftime, Tennessee should still be in a place where we feel like, hey, we are competitive enough to win this game, for sure. So you got to regroup during halftime, but then just make sure it's not a slow start coming out. If you really are in contention after one half of the game's being played, then you got to be fired the hell up. Because you're not really in this position that often.
Yeah. Want to tell you about Conky Digital. Whether your business needs consultation, strategy, solutions, marketing, automation, measurement, it does not matter. Conky D has your back. They're a full-service digital agency helping businesses grow through strategic branding and systematic marketing solutions with creative and technology expertise. If you want to be thought of as a leader in your industry, build relationships with your customers, and increase your revenue 2 to 3 times, Conky D is here to help. Traditional marketing is dead. Today, you win with a strategic and systematic approach. Conky D is here to help you attain that. You can give them a call, 865-465-4040. Again, that's 865-465-4040. Conky Digital. All right, Rick, kind of closing out the show here, last couple minutes. Around college football, you got a couple good games going on today. Oklahoma-Texas, the Red River Shootout, that one going on at noon, so right when Tennessee kicks off. I wish that one was a little later, but traditions and all.
Yep.
Who are you going with in that one?
Well, I think that I'm going to go with Texas. I think that Texas can win this game. I think it's probably more likely that OU wins this game, although I am picking Texas. It will be interesting to see, though, if Texas beats OU, that's probably their best chance of getting somebody in the playoffs. OU getting in the – because Texas already has that loss to LSU.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying they're already, for the Big 12 to get in, Oklahoma's their best chance. Yeah.
Yes, I think Oklahoma has to win to keep the dream alive of a Big 12 team being in the – playoffs.
What is Ed Orgeron doing?
It looks like he's got a big selfie cam. He is just out there mingling with the Louisiana natives.
I get a Hummer, you look get a Hummer. Don't matter, JoJo.
Wow. Looks like a good game day atmosphere there.
LSU, Florida. You going with the Tigers?
I'm going to go with the Tigers. And really, kind of the biggest factor for me was home field. I think that it's actually a fairly even game. Florida has been very surprising. I think it's finally – I think that I'm going to finally start picking, giving them a little bit of respect. Yeah. I haven't given them a lot of respect in the picks because I haven't been confident about them. But I think it's finally time to, you know, and as painful as it is, to start acknowledging that, hey, they probably can go out there and hang with the best of the best in the SEC. I'm still picking LSU.
I think LSU's offense is too much. Is too much for them today. Phil mentioned it earlier, Alabama and Texas A&M. You give A&M any shot?
No, this is not Johnny Manziel's Texas A&M anymore. I don't believe that, you know, it's that same team. I mean, remember, this Texas A&M team also, they were like 1 point away from losing to Arkansas. And I know that game's always close because of rivalries and stuff, but sure, that place is going to be rocking. Kyle Field is going to be crazy, but I think Alabama rolls just like normal.
And then you've got a top 20 matchup in the Big Ten, which seems like a snooze fest, but we'll talk about it for a brief second. Penn State going on the road to Iowa.
Oh, my goodness. Penn State? I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Penn State's the more athletic team. Although, I mean, Iowa kind of – I mean, they held Michigan in check last week. I think that's final on that one was 10-3.
Yeah, I mean,
talking about boring.
The Penn State has just been rolling, absolutely rolling this season so far. They have won their first five games by almost 40 points a game.
Wait, what?
Penn State has beaten its first five opponents by nearly 40 points a game.
Who have they played? What's their schedule?
So they start out with Idaho. They won 79-7, which is a big average boost.
Idaho
they
sucks.
They beat Buffalo 45-13.
Okay, Buffalo sucks.
Beat Pittsburgh 17-10.
Okay.
Beat Maryland 59-0. Beat Purdue 35-7.
Purdue sucks.
So they have just been rolling. They finally get a good matchup, although, you know, Iowa just coming off a loss against number 19 Michigan when it was only 10-3. So I think that Penn State rolls in this game. But honestly, I don't care about it. I'll watch it because hopefully it'll be a good football game, but I don't care too much. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah, Big Ten football just doesn't do it for me. All right. And Tennessee, Mississippi State, what's your thoughts? Final thoughts.
Tennessee wins if they score more points than the other team.
Oh, way to go out on a limb there, Rick.
Big breaking news. Okay, so I think that Tennessee wins if you can really make an emphasis to stop their run game, and if you can – I would say if you can limit the three and outs – to maybe four less, around 4-5. Like, I think that if you can.
Seems very specific.
I'm trying to give you a low number here. All right. I don't know where that number's coming from. I just feel like it's a pretty good number from everything that I feel like I know. But look, you have to limit those as much as possible. This game is going to be a game about time of possession. There's no doubt about it. Do not give Mississippi State more time of possession because of your ineptitude to call a decent first down play. Don't get yourself trapped in a really bad position on 2nd and 10.
All right, so what's your score?
I'm going to go 20 – what did I say? Yes, I think I said 27-21 yesterday.
27-21.
I think it's close, and I think Mississippi State does it very close to the end of the game. I think that Tennessee is in contention. I think we walk out of this game, yes, knowing it's a loss, but saying – that's just a different team with a different quarterback than everything else that we've seen.
All right, Matt, your thoughts and final prediction.
I think as long as we run the ball and try to take as much pressure off Maurer as we can, I think we're going to win the game. I'm going to go 31-21 Volunteers.
Oh, 31-21. I think you've got to limit turnovers. And like Matt said, I think you got to get Maurer comfortable. And I agree with you, Rick. Avoid three and outs. Keep that defense rested. And I will go Vols 27, Mississippi Mistake 24.
Yeah, go take Big that, Orange. Nighthawk.
Yeah, Nighthawk.
Get out of here. He's already out. But don't come back.
Want to thank all of our sponsors brought to you today. By Brothers Bedding, home of the two-sided flippable mattress. Big thanks to Bobby Sanford and Conky Digital as well. And also, as always, big thanks to Leaderboard, 1848 Cumberland Avenue. If you don't have a place to watch the game, if you're not going to the game, come down here. They got plenty of TVs. They'll have all the games on. You can watch Texas-Oklahoma as well, and after the game as well. Always a good time here at Leaderboard. Rick, thank you.
Absolutely.
Matt back in the studio. Thanks as always. I'm Brandon Rourke. You've been listening to the Tennessee Tailgate from Fan Run Radio. Be sure to stay tuned after the game. Voluntary reaction as well.
Tennessee Tailgate is brought to you live for home games on the famous Knoxville Strip and presented by Bobby Sanford, Realtor of Caldwell Banker Wallace & Wallace, Brothers Bedding, West Hills Tractor in Jonesboro, Campus Cuts by Monica, Gold's Gym, and the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. The Tennessee Tailgate Pregame Show. Fan Run Radio.
Can't sleep hotline.
I can't sleep.
Okay, let's try the sound of waves rolling in.
Shh.
Now I want to go to the beach.
Okay, Nature Channel narration. The three-toed frog hibernates in the...
I love frogs.
A lullaby. Hush, grown woman, don't say
That's
a word.
That's just weird.
How about a new mattress?
For over 80 years, Brothers Bedding has been providing a good night's sleep on their manufactured two-sided flippable mattresses. Brothers Bedding has 0% financing. BrothersBedding.com for a store near you.
Phenomenal. Listens and keeps his word. Comments from actual clients of Bobby Sanford, your trusted real estate advisor with Coldwell Banker, Wallace & Wallace Realtors.
Hi, my name is Anthony Ingram.
And I'm Joy Ingram.
And we had a phenomenal buying experience with Bobby Sanford. The thing that I personally liked about Bobby's style is he kept his word. He took the time to listen, and that was very, very important to us.
The icing on the cake was Bobby introduced us to Homes for Heroes. Me being a nurse, I was able to reap the benefits. I've never had a more positive buying, selling experience than with Bobby Sanford.
Even after the sale had closed, Bobby took his personal time, came and stayed at the house while the work was being done.
And you just don't find that type of customer service these days.
To contact Bobby Sanford, call 865-966-1111 or go online to bobbysanford.com.
Hey, it's Tanner from Overtime, and here in Knoxville, we're all about enjoying some Tennessee traditions. Let me tell you about another classic Big Orange tradition, Campus Cuts by Monica on the Strip at a brand new location across from the 10 and next to Copper Cellar. Guys or girls, students or fans, Monica takes care of it all. Whether you're preparing for an interview, party, or fall game days, Monica will have you looking your best. Call 865-850-7367 for an appointment, located at 1819 Cumberland Avenue. Remember, it's more than a haircut, it's tradition.
When Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union opened 85 years ago, more convenient meant just being able to have an account. But today, more convenient means so much more. It means getting quick access to all your banking, make transfers, view real-time balances, and make deposits with our mobile app. Find out how much more convenient it is to be a member at Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com. Moving together through life, upward and forward. Federally insured by NCUA. Message and data rates may apply. Ask for details.
Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask West Hills Tractor in Jonesboro about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort, and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by West Hills Tractor in Jonesboro or visit our website at westhillstractor.com.
Start your fall off strong with Gold's Gym. Now through September 12th, get a 30-day Gold's Gym trial for only $30. That's right. You can experience 30 days of everything Gold's Gym has to offer for only $30. From unlimited group exercise classes to state-of-the-art cardio and strength equipment, Gold's Gym has everything you
now
need.
Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car. So visit